Good afternoon. I'm Tom Maloney with Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. It's Monday, July 20th, 2020. Stay tuned for the latest on the Indiana Dunes Coronavirus Safety Campaign. A new crisis hotline is available to Hoosiers during the COVID-19 pandemic, and baseball is back. We'll also get the midweek weather forecast. But first, a LaPorte County Habitat for Humanity project is on hold for now because someone stole thousands of dollars worth of tools from locked trailers on the site. Police say the suspects had broken into locks on two trailers at the site in Michigan City at Tryon Street and Hobart Street. Work still needed to be done to make the home ready for the local family, which must also put in some sweat equity before moving in. Staff has asked that if anyone is able to donate new power tools or if they are able to donate funds to buy tools to contact the LaPorte County Habitat Office. The Indiana Dunes National Park has launched a coronavirus safety campaign urging visitors to the park to practice social distancing and other precautions when they hit the beach. The Times reports the park's Think Before You Beach campaign began Saturday with signs posted around Lake Michigan's shoreline and with social media posts and videos reminding visitors to socially distance, wear a mask, and use public facilities with caution. The Schererville Chamber of Commerce is still hoping to fire up the outdoor grills this fall for the town's annual corn roast. The chamber had set a late July date for the event, but Chamber President Margie Schultz said when Governor Eric Holcomb paused Indiana's reopening plan, the chamber chose to postpone the event. As of now, the event is planned for September 12th at Reeder Park in Schererville. After seeing the number of coronavirus cases soar in recent days, Indiana reported a dip in cases with 658 new cases reported on Monday. The state reported an additional 3 deaths over the past 5 days. But because of lags over the weekends, it is not uncommon to see lower numbers on Monday and Tuesdays and then have counts rise over the week. Indiana has seen 57,206 cases of coronavirus and 2,632 deaths since the pandemic began in March. Hoosier residents can call and speak confidentially with a trained counselor at any hour free of charge under a new initiative. The Indiana Family and Social Services Administration, also known as FSSA, says the Be Well Crisis Helpline is available through Indiana 211. It says the helpline was established by the division's Mental Health and Addiction in direct response to the elevated levels of stress and anxiety Hoosiers are experiencing due to the COVID-19 pandemic. It says COVID-19 has caused a rise in mental health-related issues, including new stresses brought on by social isolation and the lack of traditional support systems such as families, friends, and schools. In sports, the 9-4 Oilmen traveled to take on the 4-9 MCL Minutemen at 3 p.m. today. The Minutemen beat the Oilmen on Saturday by a score of 11-2. The Cubs and Sox face off this evening at 7:10, this time on the south side for their second spring training matchup. The Sox were victorious last night on the north side, 7-3. Looking at your midday lotto picks, your daily 3, 1, 4, 4. And your Super Bowl is 4. Your daily 4, 8-4-4-1. The Super Bowl also 4. Looking at your Lakeshore weather forecast, tonight a 20% chance of showers, mainly after 4 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a low near 65. Tuesday, a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the course of the day, otherwise it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 83. Wednesday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 86. Thursday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny skies with a high near 84. Tune in this afternoon at 4 o'clock for All Things Considered with Sharon Jackson, providing the latest news, traffic, and weather for Northwest Indiana. For this midday news update from Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Tom Maloney.